clash involving the chief medical officer at the Department of Health, Dr. Tony Holohan, and leading cervical check patient advocate Lorraine Walsh. That's been revealed in documents released under the Freedom of Information Act. A letter sent by Dr. Holohan in March to Ms. Walsh took issue with remarks she made on social media and to the media, criticising his management of the cervical check crisis. And our health correspondent Fergal Bowers is with us in studio with more on this. Can you explain the background to this letter and how it's now become public?
Yes, Dr. Tony Holohan is the Chief Medical Officer at the Department of Health, so the government's most senior medical advisor. Lorraine Walsh is a patient advocate, well known in Ireland at this point, one of those affected by the cervical check crisis, and she was appointed by the Minister for Health to the cervical check steering group, which essentially oversees improvements in the system as a result of the crisis. Now, documents obtained under Freedom of Information legislation show this clash involving Dr. Holohan and Lorraine Walsh. A letter sent by Dr. Holohan on 13th of March this year to her took issue with remarks she made on social media and in some print media criticising his management of the cervical check crisis. He said the claims were baseless. The letter from the Department of Health warned Ms. Walsh that the consequences of repeating the remarks in public would result in, quote, a very strong response, and asked her to withdraw her original claims regarding his role. Now, the correspondence was also released following a parliamentary question and a separate Freedom of Information request by Alan Kelly, TD, the Labour Party health spokesperson, and he had this reaction today to the letter.
I sought this information under parliamentary question in early July. The department refused to give it to me. I had to chase this for 2 months. I had to repeatedly go to the Crown Corla. And it was only after the Crown Corla wrote to the minister, basically telling him that this was against the constitutional responsibilities of a minister, that we got to a point where this information was released to me. I had no faith that this information was going to be given to me, so I had to put in a Freedom of Information request on top of my parliamentary question. TDs shouldn't have to put in Freedom of Information requests because they believe that their parliamentary questions are not going to be answered.
So, Fergal, Alan Kelly, the Labour TD, on a bit of a journey there to obtain the information that you know you've got now in this Freedom of Information disclosure. Can you tell us a little bit about the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, and how he has become, or was he aware, of Tony Holohan's, if you like, response to those media interventions, social and direct to media, from Lorraine Walsh?
Yes, a spokesperson for the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, said he was not aware of the letter in advance of it being sent. And the spokesperson said the minister accepted the context of the letter as outlined by the department in a covering note to the Freedom of Information material released to both myself and Alan Kelly. The spokesperson said the minister believed it was vital to support patient advocates and ensure their input was valued and respected. Now, the context letter that came with the FOI release, the department says that patients play a central role in the development of health policy and reform. The department said the letter advised Ms. Walsh that a statement attributed to her about Dr. Holohan was untrue and did not reflect his advice when the cervical check controversy broke in April 2018. And the department said that in an effort to restore trust and confidence with Ms. Walsh and move past the remarks and these events, both were committed to engage in mediation.
Important to say that these events relate to March of this year as opposed to last week or last month even.
Yeah, certainly. And in his letter, Dr. Holohan asked Ms. Walsh to agree to engage with him in mediated discussion over her remarks in advance of the next cervical check steering group meeting, quote, so we can continue our important work together. Now, he suggested an independent HR person. In the end, that didn't happen. Lorraine Walsh was abroad and then later undergoing treatment arising from her cervical check cancer. She's not commenting today, but I think it is notable that Professor Breen McCrae, in his recent report only a couple of weeks ago, noted, quote, the culture of engagement between patient representatives and the Department of Health is not positive.
Fergal Bowers, thank you indeed for that this lunchtime.